right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Fly Jams Friday coming up straight out of context. Nick D Show spies you, big dummy. We'll find out what's up on Outside the Loop Radio. And we'll celebrate what would have been the 80th birthday of George Carlin by playing some of his stuff back and talking about how great he was. That music that you just heard was from Humphrey McCown, and they're hosting an album release party next Saturday, the 20th, at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. Their website is hm-music.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page for all of that. And I want to welcome back to the show Tom McCown and Heather Humphrey. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back. And along with them is, how do I pronounce your last name?
Tony Medors.
Medors.
Yep.
Okay. Hi. Welcome.
Hey, Nick, thank you.
Absolutely. It's good to see you guys again. How you been?
Thanks. Great.
Been about
fabulous.
A year and a half since you guys were here last.
Yeah, we had such a great time then. We had to come back.
I'm glad. I'm really, really
warmer,
glad.
Though, it's warmer, though,
yeah. was it freezing the last time?
It was pretty bad. I think it was like January or February.
Oh, and yeah. Well, January, February in Chicago.
This is a lot less stressful this time also.
Yeah.
Last time we got lost, you know, like down on the lower area.
Well,
we're trying
Tom
to find
has
our
a
way.
Habit of yelling at me.
Lower Michigan Avenue, where our parking lot is located, mm-hmm. It's a little confusing down there near Lower Wacker. It's,
yeah, we were above traveling around trying to figure out how do we get down below. Yeah. And then when we get down below, GPS doesn't work anymore or anything like that. That was almost the end of the band.
I'll tell you.
It was almost
I would have
the end.
Hated that would have been if that would have been the reason.
It would have been on you.
It would have been my fault. Yeah.
She was going to defriend me, and I was going to leave her down here. I was just going to let her out and say, have a nice life.
It's really funny. It's very funny because it happens a lot. I mean, it's like when guests come in. You know, I can't tell you the number of times that Dan has gotten my producer Dan, who is the best producer in the world.
Yes. Absolutely,
he is the best. Absolutely the best. Anyway, I can't tell you the number of times I see him on the phone in that room, like talking and giving directions, and then ultimately getting his coat on and going downstairs.
That's what happened with us. We were like, we're a block away, and he says, you're a block away from us. And we're like, we're like furious with each other. You're nearly strangling.
All right, well, there's no stress tonight.
No,
it's all good tonight.
All right, very, 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 very good.
Yeah, Tony's with us.
Very cool. And I'm looking forward to hearing it. I love it when people bring a stand-up bass to the room, man.
Awesome.
I have to tell you, one of my favorite instruments of all time to hear. I'm glad you guys are back. It was so much fun talking to you before, and a lot's happened in the year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You got a new album,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you guys are going to play it. God, I haven't been to Dirty Nelly's in a long time.
Yeah,
I love that place.
It's been about, six years since we've been there.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, cool. I love Dirty Nelly's. It's been a really long time since I've been there. But it's a great room,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are going to have fun. It'll be great. And the new album, tell everybody what it's called.
Tapestry of Shadows.
Mm-hmm. And there's 12 songs on it, so it's like a full-on album. Yeah.
For real, man.
How long did it take you guys to put it together?
A long time.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe people think maybe this is short time, but... We Tom does all of the instrumentation and everything like that.
On our previous CDs.
And maybe he'll bring a few guests in. But this time we had the band members come in and do, so it's a true band CD, which took a lot longer than we typically
With the writing process and recording process, it was about a year.
Yeah. That's a long time. Yeah. That's a long time. Who produced it?
Heather and I did.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
There you go. And where'd you record it?
Various places. I have a studio, and we destroyed our drummer's basement. And
what's it called? Dungeon. It's on the CD.
The Leave Us Alone Drum Dungeon.
We totally reinvented his basement.
His wife wasn't too happy.
His wife wasn't too happy. You guys just come busting in and change the whole
absolutely.
Basement.
We're just, screwing things in the ceiling and everything. Yeah.
Hauling in tons of equipment, and wiring, rewiring the basement. Oh, Jim, move this, move that.
Yeah. He hated it because he's a neat freak. He honestly mows his lawn 3 or 4 times a week, and even in the winter. Do you remember that really warm day?
Yeah.
I think it was, I don't know, it might have been in February. It was a really warm day. It was a freakish day.
Yeah. And he's out there.
Oh, no, seriously. His wife took a picture of him.
Mowing the lawn in February.
Exactly.
There's something really wrong with that.
There is something wrong with that.
I know. Yeah.
There is something
wrong. But he's a real neat freak.
Yeah. And this is the basement you guys decided
to
mess up.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
He had it coming, Nick.
Yeah. All right, listen. We're going to talk more, and everybody can check out the music at hm-music.com. We have a link on our Facebook page for it. And Tapestry of Shadows is the name of the record, and we'll talk about that and hear some music live as well. But we have to break here for the news. Guys, hang on, okay?
Sure.
And we will come back, and Humphrey McCowan will play live, and we welcome Tom, Tony, and Heather to the studio. And a quick break, and then the news comes up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up, 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. And we will also pay tribute to the great George Carlin, who would have been 80 today. And we'll talk about him and share some stories and listen to some of his work, because he was one of the best ever. That music that you just heard is from Humphrey McCowan, and we have members of the band here, Tom and Tony and Heather. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And that is from your new album, Tapestry of Shadows. We were talking about how long it took to put together and all that cool stuff and the recording process. But let's go back to the origin of the band. You guys told the story the last time you were on. An interesting story about how you guys met.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I was asking a group of friends if anybody had an interest in playing any music and actually writing music again. Because after I had kids, I got off the road and I decided that I was just going to be a dad and do a regular day gig. And but then I got this aching inside to start writing again. And so I asked a group of friends if there was anybody interested. And it was total dead silence. And I looked like a kind of an idiot, you know, because nobody said anything. But then a week later, then Heather came up to me and said,
"Yeah, I'm interested in writing music." I just put my husband through his PhD program, 7 years, right? And I'm like, I think, you know, could it be like my time? You know, I think there's a little bit of that, you know, give and take, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, sure, go ahead. And so we've been writing since
2006.
So it's been 11 years.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you got started. I'm going to talk to all three of you about how you got started in music. Tom, let's start with you. Did you come from a musical family, and what was your first instrument and all that stuff?
Well, my mom played the organ, like the big old Hammond organ kind
of
thing. You know, and played like Baby Elephant Walk and all kinds of great songs like that. And my dad played the radio. So it was a great match. I remember there was one time when I was really young and the grade school started throwing out all their instruments. I don't know what was that was all about. But they had a big dumpster and they threw out all these instruments.
That's terrible.
I did a dumpster dive, and my friends and I, we like grabbed snare drums and tubas and trombones, and we just dragged them all home. And that's got me kind of interested in strange noises.
Yeah.
And then my parents bought me a drum kit. And
I'm sure they love that.
A really cheap one. They were very happy when my sticks went through all the heads.
Yeah.
Because they weren't going to replace it.
Right. Exactly. So you started out pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
And self-taught, or did you take lessons at some point?
When I started taking up guitar when I was 10, I took probably a year of lessons, but nothing super formal.
Yeah.
It's not like it is now. Now you can go online, and you can like become amazing in such a short period of time because there's somebody there willing to tell you how to do everything. Back when I was a kid, nobody would tell you anything.
Yeah,
I had to figure it out.
I took guitar lessons for a few years when I was a kid, about 9 or 10 years old, at a place called the Vienna School of Music.
Vienna.
Which was on Roscoe.
Okay, you're right. Oh,
they have a place called the Vienna School of Music in Roscoe Village.
Sounds very highbrow.
I don't know what's there, but that's in the building now, but that's where I took guitar lessons. And, you know, I only took them for a couple of years, and then I kind of dropped that instrument. But everybody, I think at some point when you're a kid, you do dabble in instruments and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But you stayed with it.
As soon as I picked up the guitar, I was instantly hooked.
Yeah.
Before that was drums, and I loved the drums until they broke.
Yeah.
But the guitar, as soon as that was when I was 10, I got the guitar.
Yeah.
And I've known ever since what I wanted to do.
When did you start writing songs?
When I was 10.
You started then?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wrote a song the first day I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Not really all that great.
I was going to say.
I don't think it should be holding out any hope that it's
10 years
CD.
Of life experience. All right. Heather, how about you? How'd you get into music?
My family is really big in music. I'm the youngest of 26 cousins. And so whenever and all the cousins would get together at grandma's house, right, there would be some kind of singing or banjo playing or piano playing or things like that. So it was kind of, you know, willed to me in some ways by my grandmother. She was huge, huge singer and a piano player. And whenever you stay overnight at her house, there'd be some piano playing in the morning, you know, along with freshly baked rolls or mm-hmm. things like that. And then I would say that I always loved to write. So I would just go around and, I never really put anything down on paper, I think, until I was in my early 20s. But, you know, just going around the house and singing songs and making up things on the fly. I love making up songs on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
These guys in the band know this, that, you know, just start me on something and I'll take off with it. But I wanted to really play the triangle. I mean, that was really...
We're working up to that one.
Yeah.
My parents took us to the, you know, the symphony a lot. And so I would be watching. They'd say, "What do you want to play? What do you want to play?" That was the big thing. What do you want to play?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want to play the triangle. Like, I really love that, you know, or the kettle drums or things like that. And by the time it got to fourth grade, they said, "Well, we don't allow you to kind of go into percussion in fourth grade." So I ended up taking the flute instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was too, I didn't have the patience, so I didn't learn piano. But that's what I play in the band now. So
you play piano in the band now. There you go. Irony for you.
Yeah. So that's where, I mean, it was a family thing,
yeah.
I think, for me.
Yeah. Okay.
She is going to leave the piano pretty soon to go back to the triangle.
Is it? Yeah. It's working your way back to the triangle.
Yeah.
Tony, first of all, welcome to the show. And what about you? How did you start?
It started with classical piano. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. And, you know, the typical home, you'll take piano. You're going to take piano.
Yeah.
So I took piano, and it was a blessing because I could read music. And so I did that for a lot of years. What came out of that was I learned that I had a good ear. I could hear things, and then I could play them later. And so I started, then I moved on, played a few other instruments, played bassoon, played violin, played recorder like Bach and stuff on recorders. But then in high school, okay, time to be hip. So like everybody else, I wanted to play guitar. And my friend was really good. So he said, "Well, why don't you try bass?" And so I moved to bass. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing electric bass since I was 15 or 16. And probably in the last 20 years, I got this upright bass. So
yeah.
I love playing that too. So that's kind of newer for me, believe it or not, 20 years new. But and then... Lucky for me, I ran into Tom and Heather and kind of got into Humphrey McCowan, and I'm just loving it.
So where are you from originally?
I'm from Hyde Park, Chicago.
You're from Hyde Park? So you guys are all, where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Yeah. When did you move here?
24 years ago.
24 years ago? Yeah. And where are you from?
Here? Aurora.
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 Okay.
Aurora.
All right. So so let's hear a song. If you guys want to get your instruments and stuff ready. And you want to tell us about what song we're going to hear?
Sure. We're going to play a song called Secret Safe.
Okay.
Or is it Your Secret Safe?
Let me look at the...
What does the album say?
Your Secret Safe is what the record says.
We're going to play that one.
That's the one you're going to play? I'm glad you're familiar with it. So, okay. You guys are going to set up. Here we go. Let's. You're going to be playing the mandolin as well?
I'm going to play mandola on this song.
Mandola. Okay. Is that his? Oh,
you're good.
I don't know my own strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need stay there.
Not okay, I'm going to come over here.
Yeah. All right. Whenever you guys are ready. Okay. You guys all set?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Turned to high tears, so no one can say you're not brave. I know you're scared of the dark, but you walk the same path every day. I know you long for relief, the battles don't seem to end. Lost your best friend, but you'll never raise the white flag again. Take heart, your secret's safe with me. You smile, but I'll know what is real. Don't hide your secret safe with me.
That's great, you guys. Really great. Really, really great. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Humphrey Macau. And they are playing at Dirty Nelly's Saturday the 20th in honor of their new record, Tapestry of Shadows. We'll talk more and hear more right after this on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. That's Humphrey McCowan, and we welcome Tom and Heather and Tony from the band here. And that was actually the first single from the record. And there's a video available that people can see.
Yes, this is.
And tell everybody what the song is.
It's called Passing Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some real cool stuff with the video. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. And the video is available on YouTube and at your website. Mm-hmm. And the website, again, is hm-music.com, hm-music.com. And we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easy for everybody, facebook.com/Nick D Show. You are having your album release party Saturday, May 20th at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. And then you guys are on the road for a while. You're going to be in Nashville and some other places. And,
Nashville, a couple places in Indiana, some Wisconsin shows, and Oklahoma.
So you're traveling all over the place. Must be fun to play in Nashville. I know you guys spent time in Nashville.
Yeah, we like it there.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm not happy about the hockey team in Nashville. let's not talk about that. We're going to hear another song, but I always ask two standard questions to every musician who comes in here, and I know I asked you guys this before, but Tony's new, so I'm going to go with him as well. But I want to start with Tom, go all the way down. First album you ever bought?
Inagata De Vita. The whole album.
Right.
Just nice. I wore it out twice.
Did you? Good old Iron Butterfly, man.
Oh, absolutely.
The best. And I love the story behind the songs, behind the title of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they were so drunk.
They were so loaded that they were trying to say In the Garden of Eden.
Exactly. And it came out. Nobody could understand what they were saying.
In the Garden of Eden. That's a true story. That's exactly. Yeah. Okay, Heather, first album?
What did I say last time? I have no clue.
We went through this last time.
I know we did, and
closest.
I wasn't allowed to have anything. I grew up very, very sheltered. Nick,
okay,
so
all right.
The Partridge Family greatest.
Okay,
hits.
Let's just go with that.
Partridge Family
there you
greatest.
Go.
Hits.
Thank you, thank
okay.
you, Tom.
All right, Tony. What about you?
Jimi Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, live at the Fillmore East.
Oh, man. All right. You win.
Yeah. All right.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Where am I? My Partridge Family.
Okay. First concert.
Cheap Trick, Alpine Valley.
All right.
I told you, and you were like, oh, it was Amy Grant like years ago. Yeah. Let's move on.
And Tony, what about you?
The Guess Who. At Eric Crown.
Wow. Yeah. Burton Cummings, man.
It, man. Oh, what a
voice,
voice
on that guy.
That was excellent.
Yeah. actually, Tom, you win that round. Cheap Trick is one of those bands that I've seen more than maybe any other band ever, and they're phenomenal. All right, let's hear a song. What are we gonna hear this time?
Hey, this time we're going to play something called Beautiful.
Beautiful. It's the first track on the album.
It is.
All right, here we go.
Just imagine like gigantic drums with it and violin. There's a lot of violin and drums.
Listen, my listeners have great imaginations. So, all right, so this is let me get this one going here. Turn that on. And okay. Are you guys all set?
Yep.
Okay. This is Humphrey McCowan and the song is called Beautiful. Here we go.
Till a hurricane came through. I would have given you the bluest mountains. I would have patched a crumbling stone. But you didn't want what was beautiful. You left to fall alone. Endless dreaming in the summer. Tightly bound, passion filled the fields of love till the flames burns it all down. I would have given you a heart on fire. I would have given you a love that's true, but you didn't want what was beautiful. You left the sun. Restless in a bitter winter, the cold wind that it's due. Pack your bags, and I'll pack mine. Our story is now through.
That was great, you guys. Really, really great.
Thank you.
Really, really great. Thank you so much for being here, you guys.
Absolutely.
Your
My
show
pleasure.
Is on the 20th at Dirty Nelly's. The record is called Tapestry of Shadows. Music is available. There's a video, too, hm-music.com. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to take a break here, and then we've got the news coming up next on WGN.